Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. I want to share with you something that we did, about a year ago with one of our communities. And one of the things that we did that I thought was really, really interesting was we did a 45-minute webinar in-person meeting, and there was no sound. What we did is we played quotes. We had a running presentation that after every 3 minutes, the slide would transition. So we obviously pre-built it. And at the end of the quote, you had to write into the text or into the chat. We were using Zoom. And what does this quote mean to you? How will you take actions to support a quote like this? And at the end of the meeting, we asked people a rating question. And over 80% of the people who attended, I think we had about 40 people, ended up saying something to the effect of, I felt more inspired, I felt more motivated, I felt more focused. Here's the funny thing. I automated the delivery of a slide presentation. I mean, not rocket science, right? Yet I controlled the environment. Every 3 minutes, you had to answer a question or two. See, when it comes to self-awareness, questions drive self-awareness. You cannot go up to someone with a negative attitude and say, Bob, your attitude sucks. And Bob goes, oh my gosh, Tim, you're right. Thank you so much for the epiphany. No, they get resistant. Yet quiet time, reflection, answering questions drive self-awareness. So let me introduce you to something called coaching automation. What if you could automate the delivery of content or questions or quotes or thoughts and get people thinking? Let me give you another one. We did this at one of our client sites who are really struggling with motivation. And one of my favorite videos is Denzel Washington. And I think it's called his presentation broke the internet or something like that. And he talks about motivating. He said, fall down 7, get up 8. Yes, life's going to be hard. And he has that voice that really, it gets to you. At least it does for me and people who have watched it. So we played 3 videos of about 4 minutes each. And after each video, you had to write in the next 2 to 3 minutes what you took away from the video, what you do to support a video like that, and where you have gaps, where you have opportunities to raise your behavior, raise your mentality to meet what was said in the videos. It took us about 30 minutes. Afterwards, we asked people, so how do you feel? Over 90% said they felt better. Within 30 minutes, by the way, I did not talk. I did not coach. I did not ask the questions. I automated the delivery of these videos. So think about coaching automation. Think about sending quotes or lessons or videos and couple it with questions. That will drive self-awareness, thought provocation, perspective, insight, potentially mindset change. So in the first of our lessons in April, which is Coaching Technology Month, think about coaching automation being coupled with artificial intelligence plus people having their own direct in-person coach. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.